The City of Jerusalem, Presentation Part 1. Before we begin with this presentation, please open and refer to the photo of the City of Jerusalem material from our atrium and also the City of Jerusalem map. The first thing to know about the City of Jerusalem is that it's located on top of a hill. The hill is called Mount Zion. Adjacent to that hill, there's a valley called the Kidron Valley. And then you come up from the Kidron Valley up to another hill called the Mount of Olives. It's from the Mount of Olives where Jesus rode the donkey colt down into the valley and up into the City of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Other things to know about the City of Jerusalem are that Jerusalem is a city surrounded by walls. Even today, the old city is still surrounded by stone walls. Within the walls, there were seven gates, and the walls were there for the protection of the people. Because the City of Jerusalem is located on a hill, the elevation of the city varies, and so the city is separated into the upper city and the lower city, and that upper and lower refers to the elevations of the city, and you can access upper city and lower city via stairways. In the City of Jerusalem at the time of Jesus, the central location, the holiest site, was the temple. So we have studied the presentation in the temple during the Advent and Christmas season. This is when Mary and Joseph brought the infant Jesus to the temple to dedicate him to God and to offer a sacrifice on his behalf. And then this is also where the last reference to Jesus as a child takes place, when Jesus is discovered teaching in the temple at the age of 12. There are two pools near the temple, the Pool of Siloam and the Pool of Bethesda. The pools were places where people would bring the animals which they were taking to the temple to offer as a sacrifice, and they would wash the animals there. This is the end of part one. We'll continue with the events leading up to the death and resurrection of Jesus in part 2.